A Tuesday's procession ended at the symbolic Pearl Roundabout days after the security forces cleared out anti-government demonstrators in a bloody crackdown. But the riot police have since pulled back. Now, many people are calling the area Martyr Square in memory of the men who lost their lives, and has been transformed into a large opposition campsite. Most of the protesters are Shiite Muslims, who represent about two-thirds of Bahrain's population, but say they're not given the same rights as the country's Sunni minority. On Monday, thousands of government supporters converged outside a mosque in Manama to show their disapproval of the anti-government demonstrations. Many people at the rally said they were scared that the opposition supporters would push Bahrain down the same path as Iran, which has a majority Shiite population. At Tuesday's anti-government march, protester Ahmed Nasser said the comparisons between Bahrain's Shiite community and Iran are baseless.
We're not with Iran. Who wants Iran? Iran is there. If I can live there, my salary right now, I can get very rich there in Iran. I need my country. This is where I belong.
Nasser went on to stress that the opposition demonstrators are trying hard not to make their campaign a sectarian conflict.
We are saying no Shia, no Sunni. We are all union.
Bahrain's crown prince has called for a national dialogue to help defuse the political unrest. However, opposition leaders say they won't enter talks until they finalize a list of their demands. On Monday, it was announced that this year's Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix, scheduled to take place in March, was canceled because of the political instability in the country. Opposition demonstrator Ibrahim Khalid said it could be the first in a series of setbacks for the country if compromises aren't reached.
The situation will get worse, much worse.
Bahrain is a strategic ally of the United States and home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Manama.